Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're joined today, or joined now rather, by Charlie Morris, head of multi-asset for Newscape Capital Group. How are you today, Charlie?
Very well, thank you. Good morning.
Right. Lots going on at the moment. It's almost difficult to know where to begin, but I'd like to begin with the looking into the whites of your eyes, like just like Janet Yellen was looking into the whites of your whites of the eyes of inflation.
Sure. We have got a little bit of evidence of inflation picking up, but it's slow. I think what we saw the Fed Reserve last night, they put the rates on hold, indicated 2016 December move likely, softening the long-term outlook. And, you know, we saw a small dollar fall. I think this is what they're trying to do, is that on the one hand, trying to tighten slowly, very slowly, because they dare not destroy the world. But America's probably ready for it, but much of the rest of the world probably isn't ready for it. But on the other hand, they're trying to have a stimulus, which is by softening the dollar. So if they can actually do the right thing by slowly raising rates, slower than they should, but at the same time keep the dollar down, then by talking, then I think that they consider that a win. It's a very fine line they tread on. We're watching the gold price with interest. If they're wrong, gold goes up. If they're right, gold holds steady or falls slightly.
But haven't we worked out after 8 years that having near zero interest rates is deflationary? You will never get inflation if you have low interest rates, as we've seen from Japan.
Sure.
And the tightening, I think, you know, doesn't it look that you had the shooting gallery of Fed governors over the last couple of weeks, each of them talking, people you've never heard of talking about their stance. It's like, you know, take your pick which one you like the sound of. But really, it was just Janet Yellen trying to divert attention away from her being responsible for not raising rates and just giving a shared responsibility to the whole panel.
Absolutely, and they string these guys out, don't they, to come out and make a speech here or there, and that's the de facto guidance for the next meeting. It's not the way things should be done. I think that the market is slowly, is losing confidence over the situation. And the risk is that actually there's a spike in rates. Not in interest rate, but in long-term rates, in bond yields. And we've started to see a decent move over the summer, hence the strength in the financial sector and so on. But there could easily come a time where the market loses confidence in their ability to forecast. They're behind the curve. And I think
it's desperate. You've got the Japanese doing the yield can't occur. I mean, it's like fiddle the yield curve. You know, moving the goal, not only moving the goalposts, which is the first thing with QE, but actually changing them to rugby posts or something else. I mean, it's like a different sport. I mean, just it's madness, isn't it?
Yes, it's some sort of fine art of origami or something. Yeah. And using this thing as a tool of beauty. It really isn't the point, and then a tsunami comes. So I do think that
bonsai thrown as well to get the
absolutely.
Japanese,
that was my first gag.
Analogies.
but I do think that this is all madness, and sometimes as investors you've got to stand back and say, where's the value? Is it in bonds or equities? It's not bonds, so therefore it must be equities, and indeed it is in equities.
But it may be in equities, but again, if you've got the zero interest rates. Bad for inflation. I mean, there's no inflation, and in fact, if you've got that negative negative weight on prices, it's actually not good for earnings either. The corporates had to.
Well, don't forget there are different types of equities, and there are lots and lots of equities that have done well in the last few years that love the idea of inflation low, bond yields low, but there are other types of equities that enjoy different scenarios as well. So in the late 1990s, 1998, 1999, when the Nasdaq roofed it, absolutely roofed it, these sort of high growth companies with not a lot of profit but lots of growth in other ways, that was an era where the bond yields rose quite aggressively, between 1998 and 2000, and so if we had another aggressive bond yield rise today, high growth stocks would be a safe haven. And that includes dot-coms, whether they be in America or China. It includes biotechnology stocks. It includes financial technology. All of these things which are 20% plus growers. But that is a shelter from higher yields. And of course, if we get lots of inflation thrown in as well, then we've got hard assets to look to. Good old gold and commodities and stuff like that. So there's plenty of things to do within stocks if we get the wrong scenario for the stocks that have done well in the last few years. But all in all, by and large, stock markets don't like inflation. That's true.
So if you're, you know, you're head of multi-asset and you're coming to the party now, it's day one at your new job, what are you looking at? What's your low-hanging fruit?
Well, it's
there isn't any, is there, really?
There are, yeah, the banks. I mean, my biggest bet so far in the last few months has been banks and financials. And that's starting to work, and we have seen the long end of the curve rise. Yeah, and so long as that happens, that trade's going to work. Now, obviously, I'm doing other things as well, so I've got some high growth, as I've mentioned. Actually, slightly light on commodities still. I would like to have more in commodities. You know, one sees an opportunity in things like nickel. You know, the soft commodities are working quite well. But outside of that, you know, it's so-so. And you know, one wants to see oil above 50 and these sorts of things. Not quite happening. And so we're sort of the tipping point of, are we inflating? Is the world recovering? Is emerging markets full risk?
It's a bit of a no man's land at the moment.
Little bit, but there are things that are working quite nicely. You know, I suppose I've got a barbell approach of deep value, which includes some pretty smelly names, I have to say, but many of which have worked this year. And on the other hand, extremely high growth, which is underpriced. I mean, you could buy 30% growth for you know, less than 30 times earnings. Which, you know, that's a peg of one or lower. And, you know, back in the late 90s, pegs were 6 or 10. So actually, high, you know, people are cautious of high growth because they know it's not going to last forever. But there is some sense to it, what's going on.
Okay, well, on that note, I'm glad you see sense. Charlie Morris, head of multi-asset at Newscape Capital Group, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.